Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to this morning's devotional, where we will be reading from Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, in the far north, the city of the great King. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labor. By the east wind you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. Amen. The psalm begins by glorifying God, declaring him worthy of praise. The psalm then continues to praise his provision for Mount Zion. The more literal reading of this is the historical city of Jerusalem. As the psalm describes, God has made his presence clear there. The psalmist declares how the city is the joy of all the earth, because it is the city of the great King. In the next part of this psalm, we see many kings tried to come to rule the city, but none were able to take it like God does. I like how the NIV translation of verse 7 says, God destroyed these kings like the ships of Tarshish, shattered by the east wind. According to many commentators, the ships of Tarshish was likely a reference to the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when King Jehoshaphat made an alliance with the wicked king, and the Lord destroyed his trading ships. What can we glean from this? Well, when the king of Jerusalem was wicked, the Lord destroyed them, as Jerusalem is the city of our God, which God will establish forever, as declared in verse 8 of today's psalm. Throughout the Old Testament, we can see God using Jerusalem as his city, chosen to exemplify his glory. He has made himself known there as a fortress, a city that can't be conquered because God reigns there. As I reflected on this psalm, I felt like the Lord was asking me to examine, who is king over the city of my heart? Am I letting God reign over me and fill me with his steadfast love? Is my heart a fortress that cannot be shaken because God reigns there? When I look back at my life, I can see moments where God made his strength known through me. One example that came to mind was when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer a week into quarantine in March 2020. I was the oldest child living at home, trying to help run my family household while also working a full-time job remotely. I needed to be strong for my younger siblings and my mom. But I felt so weak on my own. I felt like I was deep in the ocean, treading water, just trying to keep my head above water. At that moment, I turned to God and said, Lord, you are the only thing keeping my head above water, and I don't know where this tide is taking me, but I know you will save me. I had faith in the Lord that he would defend my heart, not allowing me to stumble from growing closer to him despite this dark time. The stress and the grief and the sorrow did not drown me, because the Lord, was my strength and my defender. If you ask me to look at my heart today, I would like to say I still have that assurance that I cannot be shaken because God reigns in my heart. But I also have to ask myself, am I trying to take control of my own city? As I prepare to leave for missions, I can find myself stressing over everything I need to get done before I go. How can I possibly find the time of the day to raise my funds, finish my TFL course, sell my car, figure out what to do with my furniture, co-lead a family group, update my design portfolio, and also just have time to fellowship with my friends and family. The real answer is I can't. But I also had to ask myself, were these things that God put on my heart to focus on, or was it just me? I think if I'm truly honest, I don't think I ever fully asked God what he wants me to do before I go. I have been trying to reign over my own city of my own kingdom and set my own agenda. But this psalm reminded me that not only is God the ultimate king, but he is a good king, worthy of all praise to the ends of the earth, as stated in verse 10. And because of that, I can rejoice and be glad knowing that he will guide me forever. I needed this reminder of how much more the beautiful the kingdom of my heart is when I let God reign. So I invite you to take some time this morning to examine who has been reigning over your heart lately. Is it God? Or are you, like me, trying to take control over your own kingdom? Or is it something else consuming your thoughts, like money, work, or maybe even just a friendship? Let's take some time to think about what is controlling us. If something other than Jesus has been consuming our thoughts, let's pause to ask God to refocus our minds and hearts on him. Then, let's reflect on the beautiful kingdom God has already built in us and wants to continue to build upon. Take some time to think about specific moments where God has built his foundation in you. Let's praise him for his presence in our lives and what is to come. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the reminder this morning that you are a great king, that you make yourself known as our fortress and your steadfast love endures. God, we invite you to become king over our hearts once again. Lord, reveal to us the areas where we've been trying to take control, whether it's our finances, our performance at work, or even our relationship with you. God, we want to hear from you what you want us to grow in our hearts, where you want us to join in on your work, and how you want us to grow deeper in our understanding of you. Lord, we declare that you are worthy of all praise. Help us to rejoice in your kingship and allow you to rule our hearts today and every day. Amen.